Thank you for listening to the Legacy Church podcast. To connect with us, go to www.legacynb.com. Now enjoy this time of prophetic ministry from one of our services. And so something we've done for, I guess, since about almost a year now is that we've dedicated the fourth Sunday of the month to going after in worship and encountering him, releasing healing ministry time, releasing prophetic ministry time. The kids stay in with us because we don't believe there's a junior Holy Spirit. Come on. And so we need to model for them what it looks like to encounter God and make it normal for them to have a relationship with Jesus. And there's this verse in Philippians chapter 4, verse 9 that says this. Do what you've learned. Let me hear you say learned. Do what you've received. Let me hear you say received. And do what you've seen in me. Seen. And the God of peace will be with you. What Paul was saying this, whatever you learned from me, Paul obviously taught them something, right? What you've received from me, there was an impartation in relationship with them. He laid hands on them. He gave them a gift and he gave them opportunities they received from him. And then they also, Paul modeled for them what it looked like to live in the Christian life, right? And it's not just be a good person, but it's like, how do you live love out in a magnificent way? And so one of the reasons we do this on a Sunday morning is we want to be able to not just teach you. I don't want to just impart to you, but we want you to also see what we model on how we live a lifestyle of encounter. How do we live a lifestyle of hearing God speak and then laying hands on the sick, seeing people get healed, and also being able to prophesy, being able to speak words of encouragement and destiny into people's life. And so we believe that's what's going to happen. And so what you're responsible to do is this morning is activate your heart. If you're a part of this, you should run with it. Like God's going to do something. So this morning, like when we say Holy Spirit come, do you expect him to actually answer that prayer? Yeah, so that's what it is. I'll just open it up our hearts to be able to receive from him and what he has for us. And Miss Erica, our wonderful children's director, has got something for the kiddos who are in the room.
So our kiddos last week learned word of knowledge. So if you guys were here last week or you just have Holy Spirit, we're activating that today, okay? I want you guys to start looking for words over people's heads. I want you to start looking to see if you get a picture of a body part. We're going to go specifically for healing in your head. Do you see someone's body part highlighted? Do you just get a word in your head? I want you guys to start looking at these things. I'm going to be over here doing worship. Adults and kids are welcome to worship with flags. And if one of you kiddos get a word of knowledge, I want you to come over and whisper in my ear, okay? And if you get the thumbs up, then after worship, I'm going to have you release that, okay? So we're going to start looking for words of knowledge because I know that Jesus wants to heal people, and I know he wants to use you guys to heal them.
If you feel like the Lord's touching you, though, we'd like to see a wave of hands. Or if you want to stand to step into it by faith, we step into an activation. So if you feel like the Lord's touching you, if there's a place of faith for you to be healed, you can raise your hand. It's not just a signal to me. It's to say, thank you, Lord. And we welcome what he's doing right now. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you have liver issues, I feel like the Lord's healing and doing some things in the liver. We thank you, Lord, for cleansing.
I got elbow too, which I've had tennis elbow on and off, and I feel like Jesus is not saying only my own elbow, but someone else's elbow as well, some kind of pain. Yes, Levins, claim it in Jesus' name, healed. Okay, and so this is Riley. How old are you, sweet pea? She's 10. She's been here 1 month exactly today.
Oh. You got saved last month, right?
She didn't know Jesus a month ago. She has Jesus, Holy Spirit, and she's seen things in the Spirit. Okay, so a general word to the whole crowd. What'd you see?
Truth.
She saw the word truth, and I asked her, what does that mean?
It means that somebody's going to find something that they don't want to tell somebody, but they find out it's fine. They can tell them, and it's going to be okay. Everything they believe in will be okay.
So don't be afraid, guys, to release that truth to your loved ones or to a safe person because it's going to be okay. What was the other word you saw?
Experience.
And did you see that over a certain person in particular?
Not really.
Just overall? Okay, go ahead and release.
experience, somebody that's going to find out something that they didn't know that they would love.
So they're going to find something new that they love. And I got to tell you, when Riley said that, I looked up and I was kind of like, I wonder who? And I immediately saw Mr. Kramer and his white kind of patches beard, you know, the whites in it. And that was highlighted immediately. So I just want to throw out that I feel like a white hair to me means wisdom and Solomon. And so immediately we just learned about the wisdom of God. And I use Solomon as that example. And the biggest thing to me that I learned about wisdom myself was that you only got the answer when the problem occurred. And so it's not before, unfortunately. But I just feel like the Lord wanted to anoint you with Solomon's wisdom, like an overabundance and like blueprints from heaven, like just falling into the brain. But unfortunately, they're filed. But then the moment the problem comes, they're going to shoot up to the front of your brain. And you're going to have perfect written out blueprints like the Ark of the Covenant. You know how like he had everything specifically labeled, and like how Noah got, you know, the Ark, he got everything in his dreams and everything was precise, the exact measurements and everything. There's going to be no guesswork. So I just declare no guesswork. It's going to be perfect the first time, because I feel like you've done a lot of trial and error. Perfect the first time, Jesus says, because now you've got it. I just declare that over you. So I feel like that was tied with experience, but experience for other people as well. And then Talia, come on up. So she saw this prophecy, this kind of vision last year, and it was reminded to her, but she also got the answer of what it was. So tell them what you saw.
I saw a heart made out of thunder and a eagle. Made out of thunder.
So she saw a heart and an eagle made out of thunder, and then she just found out what it means.
It means that God is going to spread love all over the U.S.
So God is going to spread his love like a thunder all over the U.S. Good job, baby. I got a prophetic word for Liam. But yeah, we'll do
that. Yeah, during worship, I got this strong feeling and the picture of the lady who snuck up to the Lord in the crowd to grab his garment. And I felt like maybe out here among y'all, there's some of you that, you know, she did this thing in secret. She just... There was no asking Jesus. There was no calling or being like, hey, look at me. She just went and was in secret and just took a hold of Jesus. And if that's you, the Lord, you know, when that happened, the Lord said, who touched me? But, you know, he knew who touched him. And he knows you, if that was you. And good for you for just going. Your heart went to the Lord before you knew what was happening. And, you know, he sees you.
So if any of those words of knowledge fit you, right now I'm going to ask that you either stand or raise your hand. Any of the words of knowledge that have been released so far?
So I had a dream last night that a friend of mine who struggles with a memory and distraction, and she asked me to close the door, and we had a couple of cats in my house, and she was in my house. Pray they come into the room and they start like hugging on us and stuff like that. So it's very distracting. They're cute, but distraction. So I feel like the Lord is going to, and people who have struggled with distraction, whenever they try to pray or, you know, do something meaningful, and then either you are diagnosed with ADHD or a tendency to be distracted, or you are highly creative and that you can't take care of other things because you're like obsessed with this creativity, and people like that, that God is going to release grace. And this was, a lot of times when I see myself in the prayer, it's a prayer, I represent prayer. So it's going to be disciplined by closing those doors that are distracting and then going into prayer or asking others to pray. So if that's who you feel like, then, just receive this word that God is going to bring you, not only through prayer and perseverance and also a discipline to close those doors, and then God is going to bring clarity. And this person was mentoring a group of people, their peers. So God has anointed you to be able to have influence over your peers, and then you go into a place of solitude and you close the door, and then you're going to be able to speak to your peers, and God, so it's destruction is enemy's scheme. So I just want to release that. It's a prophetic word as well as there's healing in it.
And I also feel left knee pain. If anybody has left knee pain, if any of these words of knowledge fit something, I want you to stand up and receive your healing. It's just an act of faith to stand up and to receive. Left knee pain specifically, I also feel in the arches of my feet, if there's pain in the arches of your feet, and then also I heard the word Achilles, so if there's an Achilles heel tendon issue, carpal tunnel, another one, carpal tunnel joints, arthritis, thank you, Lord. A dislocated rib, if there's a dislocated rib somewhere, thank you, Lord. Whoa, thank you, Jesus. I really feel like he wants to go after lung issues as well, and I'm just praying into that for those that are also like hooked up to the machines right now, God, just through the airwaves. We thank you, Father, for healing of the lungs right now, lung cancer, breathing issues, asthma and allergies. I know we're going to go after that one just for fun. Scoliosis, we're going to go after that one just for fun. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. If there's any metal in your body, if you have metal from a surgery or anything in your body, God's going to dissolve it right now and turn it into bone. We have many testimonies of bones showing up where there should be just a metal plate. We actually have real testimonies of that happening in this house. And so if you have metal in your body that's causing pain, surgeries didn't go well, a malfunction after surgery, continued pain of some sort, thank you, Lord. We just release your healing right now. So instead of getting up and moving, I just want you to extend your hand to the people around you that are standing. We're just going to come into agreement, Father God, that you are the healer. We thank you, Jesus, that you died to set us free, to make us whole, and we release that healing right now into the body. We command all pain to leave in Jesus' name. We call creative miracles to come out of heaven right now and into this place where there's bones that need to be created, there's ligaments or tendons or information must go, where new things are created. God, we thank you right now. We reach into the storehouse in heaven where the extra body parts are, and we pull them down, God, to release new livers, new lungs, new thank you, Father. Kidneys, whatever is needed right now, Father. Any scar tissue that needs to be removed, make it like new. We thank you, Jesus. I know testimonies of tattoos disappearing, and so I thank you, Lord, if someone has regrets of a tattoo that they have, I thank you, Jesus, for supernatural transformation in the skin where that can take place. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We receive it right now, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Now just test out your body. If there's some way that you can test or move something that you couldn't move before, do something you couldn't do before, we know some of those things you won't know until there's a test or over time. But if anyone is feeling the Lord touching you, or if there's a healing or improvement, will you just wave at me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's more there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Remember that healing sometimes is in a moment, sometimes it's over time. His timing is perfect in all things. As it is in heaven, there's no sickness or disease in heaven, and that's our job, is to pray that into here, into this place. I'm going to invite the prophetic ministry team to go ahead and come on up. So we're going to move into a time of prophetic ministry as well. Anybody have a healing that they want to testify to?
So I just wanted to kind of give a quick testimony, as right now we're praying for healing, and this was a couple of years back. Pastor Jay had given release in a word for praying for allergies, food allergies, and particularly for being able to enjoy those things that we're not able to enjoy. And my husband, I'm going to share the story, honey. If you have anything you want to add to it, you can. Just really quick, he was highly allergic to water. An allergy affected him, his mental capacity. That's how bad it was. Couldn't be around it, couldn't touch it. And so Pastor Jay gives this word, and we kind of laugh about it. We said, well, do we really want to test that? Those were like legit were our words when we walked out of here. Was, do we really want to test that though? You know, we received it, but we didn't want to test it. Well, God had a different plan. He put us to the test. A couple of weeks later, we went to Mexico, ended up in an encounter where he actually consumed watermelon. Unknowingly consumed watermelon. that night, he did go through a trial of overcoming that. I just was in prayer, intercession over that. And then we come out of that, but he woke up the next day like nothing had happened. Nothing had happened, and which was a miracle. And so we're like, I said, you're healed. So fast forward about a week or two after that, we had Papa Jack come in, and he shared his testimony on being healed from asthma and how he had to persevere through the night with asthma. And I said, that was you. You had to persevere through that. God put us through the test, and we persevered through it, and now you're healed. Since then, he can cut watermelon. He can eat watermelon. He can do anything. He can touch watermelon. So I just want to release that over you that, as Cindy said, even if you didn't feel it right now, and even if you're like, I don't really want to test that, I don't want to put that to the test, God said, but I'm going to show you I'm bigger than that. So I release that over you, all of you who have an area in your life that needs healing, allergies, asthma, knees, Achilles, all of that stuff, everything, everyone that just stood or didn't stand.
Any testimonies of healing that anybody want to share? You don't have to come forward if you don't want.
When we did the fire tunnel, I have, for the last couple of years, suffered really badly with asthma. When I got here and Kelly and Suk were praying on me, my lungs just started burning. And there was a real manifestation going on in my chest. And so I just praise God for healing that and continuing to heal it where I don't have to need any more medication. I believe that totally. This asthma came on to me suddenly a couple of years ago, and it can leave just as quickly, suddenly.
Any healings this morning? I'm going to raise your hand. There's a couple. Don't be shy, you guys. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lord. And there's another one. Thank you. It's important. There's another one. It's important to testify, you guys.
Yes.
It's important to testify. Number one, it helps those of us practicing giving words of knowledge to know we actually heard God. Okay? And it's another to testify to the goodness of God that he still heals today. Because a lot of times we're hesitant to pray and go after healing sometimes because of all the disappointments that show up. It's regular disappointment. I have scoliosis in my back and extrovert. I've been praying for decades over it. Pain has left my body multiple times, but I'm still waiting for the x-ray to show it to be straight. I'm contending for plan A. Okay? Contending. And that's what they're talking about, is contending and persevering. And I always say this about disappointment. Be careful that you don't disappoint God from the throne in that place of emotional disappointment. In fact, in that moment is when you need to keep declaring him as king on the throne, that he is my healer. He is the one who heals, even if I'm facing someone who just died. I've been in those moments where we've prayed and contended for life and it didn't happen. Prayed and contended for it. Knew in my spirit it was going to happen, prophesied it, prayed over it, contended for it, and got really confused when it didn't happen, when he didn't wake up in the ICU room. I don't know why. To believe the same after I prayed as the same as before I prayed. That's the growth of our faith. That's where we contend, even when we don't understand. He did not tell us that we're supposed to understand. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. But in all your ways, in all the ways that you go and everything that you do, you acknowledge him. He is Lord. And he will make your path straight. He will direct you. Amen. All right. Prophetic words?
Go ahead.
Because it has to do with healing, before we move into prophetic ministry, I feel like the Lord wants to bring healing to disappointment. And so my oldest turned 17 the week of the snowpocalypse that we had. And so it was difficult to go out and celebrate with friends. We had a blast as a family, but we asked her, what do you want to do for your birthday? And she says, I want to go on a treasure hunt. I want to go share Jesus in the community with some friends. And so this last Thursday, we invited a handful of friends over. We prayed. And for those who don't know what a treasure hunt is, God looks at people as the most valuable thing, that they're treasures to him. right? He didn't care about money. He cares about hearts and souls, and he looks at them. And so we prayed and said, Lord, give us some clues of where we're to go. It built up our faith. One of those clues was Dick's Sporting Goods, which I don't typically shop there because they moved all their guns. But that's a whole other thing there. But he sent the big guns in, right, with a bunch of teenagers who knew that Jesus loved people. And so anyway, we walk in and we release the kids, go bless, go find somebody that's on your list. And Kelly and I are standing in the back by where like the Bowflex and the treadmills are at. And all of a sudden, there was this overwhelming sense of grief. Kelly just felt it. She's like, man, there's like this nexus of grief. Somebody lost somebody, to the point where he said there was this open storage room. So go look and see if somebody's standing in there. Like, it was so overwhelming that somebody's weeping right now. So I went and looked in the room. There was nobody there. Our girls come back, and she goes, hey, you know, go over in this one spot and just begin to release joy. Begin to laugh, like love Jesus. So two of our girls go over, and they just start this laughing. And it wasn't made up. They're just like, we love Jesus. We get to release joy. At that exact moment, this family walks up, mom, dad, and a 15-year-old, their 15-year-old son. And he's holding a pair of pants, or two pairs of pants. And he says, excuse me. How do I get the 2-for-1 deal? There's a girl here that said if I buy one pair of pants that you'll pay for another pair of pants. And I go, I'm sorry, I don't work here. Because I was a little thick at that moment. I wasn't thinking. The Lord was like bringing somebody right to me to pray. And so he kind of looked at me confused and was looking at the pants and goes, you know, what? But how do I get this? And I go, well, who told you that? And he points over to my daughter who's over here laughing like crazy, just releasing the joy of the Lord. And then I go, oh, she's asked you if she can pray for you, because the mask thing, we're wearing masks, right? So if you're worried about how do I share the gospel of Jesus 6 feet and with masks, you can do it, okay? So don't let that be a thing. And I go, and I just asked the question. I said, do you know Jesus? Oh, well, we believe in him. Our family believes in him, but we just don't go to church. I said, between him relationally, is there anything I can pray for you for? And then immediately the waterworks started. He starts weeping. His mom starts weeping. And it's one of those moments like, okay, God's moving. And so I said, well, what happened? He said, 2 months ago, my grandfather died of COVID. And 4 months ago, my grandma died. And so here's the parents here. Her mom, his dad, just died. And the grandson's going, and it's so hard. I miss them so much. And it was the unasked question. He didn't ask it, but you could hear underneath, like, why did God take them? Why did he allow this to happen? And I just said, hey, can I pray for you right now? We're here on a treasure hunt, and you're the treasure that God wanted to seek out. You thought you were here for pants. He wants to touch you, right? And I said, can I touch you? And I put my arm out like this, and he comes in, like, right up alongside of me. And then the mom comes over, and so I've got my arm wrapped around in the middle of Dick's Sporting Goods. The employees are walking by going, like, what's going on? There's a puddle, and I'm not exaggerating, there's a puddle of tears on the floor. I said, hey, there's grief right here, okay? You hear what God's doing? And I said, do you know a name of God is Comforter? And so as I prayed for him, I released the comfort of the Holy Spirit who would heal him. And I just said, Jesus, show them that you were with them, that you were with their grandfather and you were with the grandma in that moment. And we just prayed. And it was just a holy, sweet moment. And they looked up and it's like, what just happened? I said, Jesus knew that you were hurting and he wants you to know him. So he brought me here to meet you in this exact moment. And he used a misunderstanding about a pair of sports pants to bring you over here, right? And so I just said, hey, God wants, and I said, by the way, and I pulled out $40 and I said, and God wants to pay for your pants. No, 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 no. I go, no, 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 no. You don't understand. I don't do things out of guilt. I do things out of love. The Lord paid for you fully. He wants you to know it. Here, take it. And the mom's just like, what happened? And he goes, my parents aren't. No, they're going to say, what did we do to be so blessed? I said, you didn't have to do anything. This is the love of God. So what I'm going to tell you right now is, if you've lost a loved one, doesn't have to be COVID. And there's somebody that's watching a live stream as well. It doesn't have to be COVID. If there's been any sort of illness, disease, unexpected death, like a car wreck or something like that, and you've lived with this moment of disappointment because did God take him or why didn't he save him or what happened? And I prayed and I believe and there's just still this hole in your heart. I'm going to tell you right now, God wants to bring healing to that. Is that anybody in this room? Yeah, you can absolutely stand in this for somebody. Why don't y'all stand up for a second? If that's you, just receive this right now. And I want you to put your hands out in front of you. And if I could wrap my arms around you, I would. But right now, Holy Spirit, come and wrap your arms around your sons and your daughters right now. I just call on the name of the Comforter, King Jesus. Wrap your arms and bring healing and wholeness right now. We just speak to disappointment, and I just ask right now, we just ask right now, Lord God, that you would release peace. Would you reveal to them right now, right where you were at in the moment of their greatest disappointment, so they can see that you were present with them, that you never leave us, you never forsake us, you're always right there with us. You always are right there for us. We just receive your healing right now, King Jesus. And I just ask in the place that you'd bring beauty for ashes. That your blood was enough to remove disappointment and hurt. And I pray for a greater faith to go after the things of God, that disappointment would not have that place of being able to keep us back from pursuing all that you have. Come, Holy Spirit, now. Come on, Jesus. We just declare this in your mighty name, and all God's people said.
So if it's for Judy Jane and Esther and any grandma who has a grandson that you're praying for, if you could just stand up. I mean, you don't have to stand up if you don't want to, but you can. So the Lord showed me that I was driving with Esther. Esther always represents word to me and mentoring. And so we were driving down, and then I'm going to try to make it short. And I saw this young man who was trying to hurt an older woman, and so at this thing, and then we captured him. We got out of the car, we captured him, we bound him up, and then he kept flaring, and we bound him up, and then finally he was subdued, and then he said, we said, are you hungry? And he said, yes, I'm hungry, and then he said he wanted chocolate. So the Lord told me that we're going to come in agreement with God and use the word to release a prayer and intercession. We're going to bind and release and loose, and then we're going to feed and disciple this young man. So I want you to just continue to come in agreement with the Lord. He says, come in agreement with me and continue to release my word and continue to bind and loose, and that he will submit and surrender and be fed and raise up and serve the kingdom in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. And to go on with that, I can also see the fact that as you've been praying, all the prayers that are going up, and the Lord is ministering to them even now. The words that you're speaking, they are declarations, just to keep speaking declarations into their life.
Okay. All right, for Liam. So I could see you. And I'm telling this to you, Mama, because I've told him many times, but I know he don't tell you nothing. So little Liam is not a fire starter. He is a fireball. You know that. Okay. And so every time he goes up to worship, so he wanted the blue flag. Talia took the blue flag first. So he got the red flag, which both of those are the fire colors, right? He wanted the hottest color. He had to settle for the medium fire. But every time he does it too, he does a tornado. And I feel like he's literally just sucking down the things from heaven and bringing them here. And I always tell him, I could just feel during worship. I know he's just meh, meh, meh. But in this spirit, I tell him all the time, I can feel that he's literally burning up the things of the enemy and just keeping the things of the kingdom still. Like he just, wherever he goes, he's burning it up. And he doesn't even realize, and I know he loves the flash too, which is crazy. Jesus kept showing me that like as the flash runs so fast, they leave his streak of fire, that like he is the Flash here on earth. That's who God, that's why he loves the Flash, because that's who he was created for and like, because he's meant to defeat evil. He's meant to be pure of heart, right? The Flash is like the purest of heart. He's like the sweet little boy. That's who he is. And I also wanted to let you know, too, as he was doing the flag, I got this word that all the flags are 6 feet long, the tall ones. They get little knots in them from using them so much. Because we're not perfect in it. They start to loop and touch. And so he had a couple knots. And as I was undoing the knots, Jesus spoke to me as well, because you know I got a fireball. But to you too, Mom, that we get these knots and his tool. This is the tool that the Lord has given him. And he gets these little knots, like knocking over a lamp, or, you know, flipping over a couch, or breaking a dish, or whatever it is. Those are those little knots, but Mama Bear can come right over and undo those, right? It's easily fixed. And so Jesus, release him and let him go back to work. Let him zoom again, because that's what he was meant to do.
Not adding? Okay. Melissa? I'm sorry, I'm walking. Walking over here. Can you tell me what your name is? Yes. Erica, can you stand up? I want to describe to you what God showed me about you. There's this big basket, and there's all kinds of fruit. And I'm not talking about just normal fruit. These are big fruits, okay? And I see you on your knees pushing this basket to God. And it's the fruits of the Spirit. And you just keep pushing this basket, and God is so proud of you. But he wants you to know, no matter what you do, or how hard you work, or what you don't do, or what you think you need to do, any of that, it doesn't matter. He's still going to love you with a big, huge love. And he knows that you're disappointed, but he wants you to know you are. He is right there with you. He is right there with you, and he always will be. Can I give you a hug?
I feel like the Lord is saying, Erica, I hear him saying, I see you. And that you needed to be seen, you needed to know that you're seen, that he sees you. And I feel like she's not the only one that needs to hear this word. So if that settles with you, you need to hear that the Lord sees you. He's in the middle of every circumstance in your life, and he is working things out for your good. But he sees you. There are people in this room that don't feel seen, and the Lord says he sees you.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And there are other people. This lady in the red over here, the Lord has highlighted you to me since I've been standing up here. And the both of you, he wants you to know that he's holding you to his chest. He wants you to know how much he loves you, and he's got his arms around you. He's picked you up like you're a little girl. And you've got your head on his shoulder, and he's just there to comfort you, and he wants you to cuddle up next to him. That's what he's seeking from you, is that he just wants you to live into that, that he's already got you. He just wants you to feel it.
Hey, my word goes along with both of those, too. God was showing me, for people who are disappointed, feeling like they're not seen, or like God hasn't used me like I thought he would, he wants you to know that you are a select arrow in his quiver. And that quiver is a place of intimacy with him. It's a secret place. It's a place of preparation. It doesn't make sense in the natural, but I saw that the arrow already had fire on it, and that he was honing it, and he was adjusting the feathers to make sure it was going to hit its mark, and he was sharpening it. And that, once again, that quiver is a place of intimacy with him, and he was speaking to the arrow to prepare it and to do the molding, if you will, that needed to be done for it to be prepared for what it was called to be.
And I just heard the word gentleness, and then I got the picture of like melting butter. And so I feel like, you know, sometimes when we're disappointed, we we may not always come across really gentle, but I feel that softening, and that that's what the Lord is doing, because you are gentle in spirit. And so I feel that the butter just melting, and it's just running, and it's just warm. It's like his warm love inside of you. And so he's really bringing out that gentle spirit inside of you as he heals your heart and disappointments in your life. And then I did have someone else. I don't know if anybody wanted to add on there. Okay. The guy right back here in the blue, light blue shirt. Yes. Yes, you, the one that's looking behind you. and so I felt like there was something hidden, and I'm not quite sure if this makes sense. And then I got a picture, because God, you know, shows me just pictures, and I, you know, just go with it, of like a jack-in-the-box. And as you keep spinning, as you keep going, you know, whatever it is that he's having you do, he's releasing something that's been, you've been hiding inside of you. And so I really feel like there's a releasing, and it's like, pop, there you go. And he's ready to, for that to explode out of you. So I don't know if anybody else has anything.
Yeah, the Lord highlighted you to me as well. And I was asking the Lord, I actually heard the word banker. So I don't know if you do banking or if you're going to be in touch with a banker, but I feel like there's a financial shift that's about to take place. Thank you, Lord. And I feel like there's actually an entrepreneurial spirit that you have on you. I don't know if you actually run a business or own your own business, but I feel like there's a side thing that's over here. It may not be your main thing, but there's a side thing over here that God's been working on with you. And I feel like the Lord is just affirming it's time to step out. It's time to push forward. It's time to be able to go into whatever that next level is. So I feel like there's something new, some shift that's going to take place. I don't know if there's, I don't know, but I'm just going to speak out. Excuse me. I'm going to speak out what I see. And if this is anyone else in the room, I want you guys to grab it, because I feel like when I talk about entrepreneurship, I'm an entrepreneur, so it just starts to rise up within me now. But I feel like there's a lot of people that have been working on the side hustle, like we do the side hustle all the time. But I feel like if you're waiting for the banker to like sign the thing and say it's approved, like the loan or the whatever is approved, then you're waiting too long. It's like the Lord is saying you have to do something to step out in faith and to activate it and just to put it out there. In business, we always say do it ugly. Done beats perfect. You're not going to be able to get all your little ducks lined up in a row all the time. You just have to step out, even if it's a small thing, even if it's like handing out samples or whatever, like whatever it is. Like I feel like the Lord is saying now's the time and the season to step out and to step into business. But I do really feel like there's something. So I don't feel like it's like your main thing, but it's a side thing, a side project. Does anybody resonate with that word that I just gave right now? So Father, I just release right now the blessing of the side thing, the blessing of the favor and the finances. Lord, I specifically ask for supernatural faith to step out and to release the thing, even if it's like a half-baked potato. Nobody likes to eat a half-baked potato, but it's like you got to like kind of put it out there because your faith needs to step out and grow. And the testimony that I have in that is I was working on a very particular program that I was releasing in the group coaching program that I do. It was actually individual and marriage coaching. And so I kept reworking it and reworking the funnel and reworking the ad copy and all the stuff in there. And it wasn't until I finally had like an ideal client in my office. And I thought, you know what? What you come here for is not really what you need. It's this other thing. And so I started talking about that and they bought it. And so it's one of those things where it's like until you step out and just pitch it, until you just put it out there. And I just feel like there's just a wind of that, but it's a side thing. It's not something that's your main thing. I hope that makes sense to somebody.
We were worshiping. I've been here several times where I've seen the tree of life just growing up through the ground right here. And there were different stages. The first stage was the deep roots. And then the shade over the area, you know, providing shelter. And then recently there was fruit hanging on the tree. And today the Lord showed me that that tree shaking, and that the fruit was starting to fall, and the fruit was starting to provide for the community around us and through us. You know, we are that tree, and we are the provision. And God is saying to you, sir, that don't worry about your finances. He's got that. He wants you to hang on loosely to what he gives you, and just trust in the fact that the money that doesn't seem to be coming is going to be there, as long as you're working in what he has you doing, if that makes sense.
New words.
What's your name with the blue pineapple shirt? Jeff. Okay. The first thing I noticed when God highlighted you was your shoes and that they were like pretty thick, and they reminded me of the shoes of peace and how they were like the foundation. And somebody explained them to me once, like they were like cleats. They'd like stick into the ground and they couldn't move. And then I saw a section 1, section 2, section 3, section 4. And over section 4, there was like this huge, like glowing yellow word that said peace. And then it showed that you were a big peace tree, showing your peace to everybody.
Any add-ons? Okay, new words? Who hasn't gone yet?
To tack on the provision thing, if you look at the people in the Bible, God's provision came after he told them to do something and they started moving out. That's when the provision comes. So it's not going to all be there and then you go. Anyway, it's contrary to the way the world looks at things. This gentleman right here in the blue shirt.
Bob.
Oh, is that Bob? Okay. Bob, the kingdom is going to come to you, and the fruit of the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The other scripture I have for you is Psalms 21. So if you can meditate on that, you will get life from that and comfort from that in Jesus' name.
Do you have one for him? For him? New word?
New word.
Vanessa mentioned the gentle buttering, and gentleness popped up like real big for me. And so I feel like there's a lot of you out there that have been told gentleness is a negative. You're too gentle. You're not strong enough. You're not like leadership quality because you're just too gentle to people and things. So if you've been told that gentleness is a negativity, can y'all stand up for a second if there's anyone out there that has been told personally that you're too gentle, that's not a good thing. Thank you, Xander. Has anyone else been told that you're too gentle? That's not a positive. Good. I want to let you know Jesus is a lamb. And he speaks in the small voice. And his love is so gentle. And I want to tell you, it is so hard to be gentle when you're feeling all these emotions, and that shows the most strength. And so I feel like the enemy has told you that gentleness is a negative because it's your greatest strength. And he wants you to turn against it and be the opposite. But Jesus said, I gave you that as your biggest weapon. That his tool is love. So I want you all to destroy, I just declare that any negative lie that has been spoken over you, just be torn away. And that the truth be planted in its place, that gentleness is more strength and is exactly how you're supposed to be.
Can I do a corporate word too? A quick corporate word. I met a new family. It's Jeanette and I think David. Oh, yay. Beautiful family. The Lord just drew me over to those people. I just felt like I had to run over there. He just loves y'all so much. I feel like he was saying that there's a new job for you, David, a new job offer or an improvement in that job that you have, and the financial situation will be lifted off of you all. And I had another word.
Okay.
I also see a huge tornado, almost more in a negative aspect, a lot of storms and things like that. And he's saying, peace be still. And so within all of that that's been going on, he is the head of it all. And he is saying, now it's time. And all you've got to do, and again, like I said before, declare it, believe it, stand on it, because he's on your side.
What's he gonna do?
What do you mean?
Next word, what's he gonna do? What's the Father's thing? He gave instructions.
He's going to minister all of the need of healing that you have in your life, the things that have been revolving around and going on is completely going to be resolved.
And y'all are both really highlighted to me. Like, I've been like, just, I don't know, I just moved and it was like, boom. The first thing I saw was the green that was highlighted, and, you know, I thought of emeralds. And then I, like, your hat remind, like, I saw gold on your head. I don't think it's actually, is it gold? It's tan? Yeah, it was tan, but I saw a crown on your head. And so I immediately think of the kingdom, you know, the kingdom of God. And I feel like the Lord is expanding your realm as you partner with him. And I think that kind of goes along with, you know, the business and the stuff that they're saying. So I don't know what you do, but I really feel like there's an expansion as you partner with the kingdom of God. But I see emerald, the emerald city, and I see a crown on your head with him. And then I started seeing all the other people in green popcorning around you, some little ones over here, the Hunter Green and over there. And so I feel like that's also releasing out to them as well. But yeah, I don't know if that. I release that over you, and I bless you in whatever the Lord is doing in that expansion.
And I don't know if you're a hunter, but I heard he was talking about, when she said green, I heard Hunter Green again, which is a confirmation of what the Lord is telling me. But I actually saw you up in a deer blind, and I saw you in the deer blind, and you're looking and you're waiting for just the right one to come, right? Like, you're waiting for the one, and you might see one with like a few little antlers or whatever, but you're waiting for like the big buck, like you're waiting for the one. And I feel like the Lord said that the higher place, being in a higher place, seeing the way he's seeing things, but it's that sharp eye and waiting for the one thing. And so it's like not being in a hurry to just shoot whatever, but waiting for the one thing that's coming, and you'll know. And then it's like he'll whisper in your ear, now shoot your shot, right? Like, now do it, now do the thing or whatever. But there's a precision that's coming to your vision of whatever it is. So he uses sometimes in the natural, even if it's true that you might do that, it's really about something that's coming in life, taking you to a higher place, a higher place of vision, but waiting on the Lord's ear, and he'll tell you now, and it'll be dead on. It'll be, you're a great shot.
So immediately when she started prophesying over you, I saw you wearing a hat and sunglasses, and they both protect from the sun. And so I feel like God is putting the protection over your mind, and through that you will be secure and grounded and walk through anything that you face in trial. So I feel like God has put a lot of protection over you.
For this young lady over here in the peach, the synergy of this meeting today is just amazing, because I'm sitting back there and I'm hearing disappointments, secret hopes that didn't happen. The Lord hears that you have a secret desire in your heart. What I saw was this circular mirror or something with flowers sitting next to it. But anyway, the Lord, I believe, is saying to you that he hears and knows that you have this passion or this secret desire in your heart that's just between you and him. Only he knows. And that he is going to help you to fulfill that. And you'll have the desires of your heart.
So I have a new word for Rachel. I just was talking to her today, and then the Lord spoke to me that how she told me that she was praying for her husband, and I felt like every time I talk to her, she starts kind of laughing, so joyful. And the Lord said, because you know joy and you are good stewards of joy, God is going to give you even more joy. And through that joy, that your husband's going to come to know Jesus and want to be that joyful with you. So I feel like there's a supernatural power and the touch, that anointing upon your joy that is so infectious and so gracious and so amazing. And you are a joy powerhouse. And I just want to bless you so that you can release that joy. Everyone you touch just will receive that joy, and you are such a blessing, and you have generations in mind. And I'm thinking that you are just such a woman of legacy. You're going to leave such an amazing legacy through your joy, and then not only you will touch your grandchildren, but your grandchildren's children through your joy, even after you're gone, because of your joy, amazing joy.
I have a word for Clarice and Marianne. This is a double one. I feel like there are times in your life that you feel like you're taking one step forward and then two backwards. Or you have a desire in your heart that you're longing for God to fulfill, and you think it's almost there, but then something happens and changes. And God says the reason that those things don't happen is because he's directing your path into another direction, that you maybe have thought it was the right way to go, but God's taking you back and putting you in another direction. Or when your heart doesn't get what your heart desires, is because God says that's not for you, or it's not the time for you. And so God is directing your paths, and he has good plans for you and a hope and a future for you to succeed and be in health. And so I just want to assure you that God sees you. He sees you, and he knows your trials. He knows what you're going through. And even though it's not maybe happening at the time or the way that you think it should be, God has it, and he's directing you. So just not necessarily follow your heart, but just lean on the Lord for him to guide you and direct you.
Is this for someone else? Is that okay? Okay. You know I'm coming to you. You're hungry. Stand up. You're hungry. I can tell you're so hungry, and God's feeding. God's feeding, so he wants you to eat. There's something with your mouth. You're either a singer or you're a politician or you're going to speak, because God also wants you to know he's changing your vibrations. Your vibrations are getting stronger and stronger, and people will hear what you have to say. And I was told to touch your heart and pray. Is that okay? Can I do one more? I'm sorry. I have one more, and I actually have two more, but I'll do the other one after the service. But this one's for you. What's your name? Brian. Okay. I look at you, and I see a gold mind, a gold mind. We can all put the Spirit of Christ on, right? That's in 2 Corinthians. But you are fixing to get a download of divine intelligence. And I've been staring at you this whole time, and there's literally a gold mine sitting on top of you that's fixing to enter your mind. So congratulations. I want that. I'm taking that for me too.
So Clarice and Joanne, Marion. So when she was prophesying over you two, when Linda was saying, I heard two can take 10,000. You are a dynamic duo. It is time for you to step into authority. Not that you haven't, but even greater authority. And you're going to take 10,000. And that's what the Lord said.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Any other individual words? Jay's got one. I have one more. The woman in the red right here, the lovely white hair. I don't know your name. Sherry, I feel like the Lord's highlighting you because he says you actually should be up here doing this, that there's actually a prophetic calling and anointing on you, that you have the ability to hear and see and know the Lord in a very intimate place. And he's actually given you wisdom and the ability to lead. And so the Lord's calling you out and highlighting you specifically because there is a gifting that is upon you, that he actually wants to grow you in that gifting, that the more you hear the Lord, the more specifically you hear the Lord, it's going to come into this accelerated pace. And so I'm just telling you now, the minute we do more training, you need to do it. We have training online. I'll mention that in a minute as well. But I feel like you're supposed to partner with this gift that's in you. Do you already know that you have that gift? Okay. Well, I'm telling you that the Lord is saying it's in you. It's within you. And so I feel like the Lord's highlighting you very specifically for you to be able to have the courage to step into the place of, because you hear the Lord. And it's kind of like, it's the same thing as mother's intuition. Like, we know something, right? It's that you just like have the knower thing. Like, you have a place of confidence in that. And I feel like the Lord's directing you into this this gifting that you have in there. But I want to actually say that to everybody in the room, you guys. The thing that, what we're doing is we're just modeling for you what everybody in this room ought to be able to do, because you all hear the Lord. You all have relationship with him. We are all called to prophesy. This is a prophetic culture, a prophetic house that we have in here. But I want to encourage you guys to be stepping out and to practice, take risk. That's what we're doing. None of us are experts up here. We're all practicing, learning to hear. We prophesy in part. We know in part. You hear me every now and then, kind of helping them push a little, because I'm still training, okay? Because I'm still learning as well. I have my mentors and
my classes that I still take, and I read and all that stuff too, and practice with the Lord in that time of our intimate place and that prayer closet. But it's important that we actually practice, that we actually step forward in it, because it's the only way you're going to exercise that muscle and grow in it. And even taking the risk of looking like a fool and not getting it. Like, nobody that I know raised their hand about the Achilles. Nobody I know said anything about the left knee. All the words of knowledge that I released earlier, nobody raised their hand for any of those. As far as I know, I could have just missed it. Not a big deal. But this is how we learn. This is how we learn, is by stepping out and releasing the heart of the Father to the people and calling you up. Not just calling you out. That's not prophetic ministry. It's calling you up into the identity that He called you to be, as well as what He's doing. And we all ought to be doing that. So I want you guys to know that we actually have a training online. If you go to our website, legacynb.com, in there you can do a little search for prophetic ministry. I mean, I'm sure I've done it at least, what, 5 times? And so there's several recordings back there. You can go in and you can watch those and listen to those. But if you want to participate in this ministry, come see me and let me know. We're going to do some activations and some courses again in the future. We'll make sure to let you guys know about that. But you have access to all of that, and I always have a book to recommend to help you along with that. Jay, you had a word?
Real quick. This is a Sunday for Legacy to do the Cover the Corridor. And during my time slot last night, one of the things that got impressed on me was that we need, as a people, to move out into the prophetic so that we can go out like Jay did in his story and say, this is what I see God wants for you.
Where's Nikki at? There you are. You moved on me. I kept hearing this song. I wasn't planning to release a word just because you're here. Yeah, I don't do that. But I kept hearing that 80s rock song, you know, shot to the heart, right? You give love a bad name. And he's going like, no, 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 no. Like, there's so many people. He's going to take you to people who have experienced and have love's been given a bad name. God's been given a bad name because there was religious people that went out and has really wrecked it for them. And they're like, I'm just going to, a wounded people saying, I'm never going to trust Jesus because I've seen these Christians out there that gave love a bad name. And he's going, but Nikki's one of those ones that I can trust. And he says, and it's going to be a shot to their heart. Right? They can't stop it. It's going to be piercing right to the heart. And he says, and you give love a good name. So I'm gonna have to go, you give love a good name. Right? I mean, like, come on.
And I actually see, Nikki, as he said that, the shot to the heart thing, I actually saw, like we talked about, quivers and arrows have been mentioned or whatever, and I actually saw kind of the same thing that I mentioned with the hunter up in the high view and having a straight shot. The Lord's actually going to increase your ability to gain words of knowledge. So I'm going to encourage you to really strengthen in that and practice it, because He probably already does it for you, but I feel like there's an increase that's coming in that for you to be able to have specific things that no one else is going to know but the Lord, and they're going to know then because of that word of knowledge that you'll be able to go right to their heart quicker than having to do the long relational trust building and all of that. Like, that's going to open up the doors for you and gain access to those places in their heart. So thank you, Lord.
Hey, I don't know what your name is, by Nikki. Are you her sister? Hope. God said that word's for you too.
Hope and love.
All right. Anybody else have one real quick? Okay, so I'm just going to, yes, sir, come on.
You talked about the Achilles. My Achilles tendon has been hurting, but it doesn't hurt all the time.
Okay.
It just, one day it hurts like crazy, I can't hardly walk, and it goes away. So when you said, do you feel any pain? I don't, but it has bothered me. So I believe you hit that right on.
Thank you. Just give me your hand real quick. Tell me your name.
Don.
Father, I thank you for releasing the healing right now into the Achilles. We command a recreative miracle to take place right now. We speak to that Achilles. We release all pain right now to never come back again. That spirit of affliction must leave. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit, to restore whatever needs to be restored right now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We just receive it. Release it right now, God. We thank you, Father. That it would never return again. We
We thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for the faith that's in Dawn right now, Father, to even step forth and to not leave this place without grabbing it. God, I thank you because everything that you want for us is available on the table. And I thank you, Father, that he is one that wants to grab hold of everything that you paid for. So, God, I thank you. I release even a deeper hunger into Dawn right now. And I thank you, Father, for that deep, deep well that's within him, Father. He's a man of the word, a student of the word, Father. And I thank you that there's a deeper place of faith that's actually going to pour out. And I just see right now, just like water shooting forth out of you right now, I thank you, Father, for a refreshing that's coming into Dawn and through Dawn and the people that are around him. So thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
So, Dawn, real quick, the second, I know we've got time to do this. I kept hearing the Godfather. The second he said Dawn, I knew your name, but it was just like I heard like, hey, you know, go to the mattresses. You know, I feel like the Lord has given you, if anybody's seen The Godfather, I think he's given you this type of authority that anybody messes with your family, it goes to the head of the family and he says, you mess with them, you mess with me, right? I feel like, it's just a day of this, right? I feel like the Lord is saying this, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse, right? If you walk in that authority, just knowing that you have this authority, you don't have to overthink it. You don't have to over-ask it. You just see an injustice and you go, no, that's not right and it cannot stand. And because you're a Don in the family of the Lord, he goes, I'm going to back that word right there.
I want to add to that. As she was praying over you, I felt that that there was an angel of the Lord bringing an anointing for healing into you. So what I want to encourage you is that if you think that somebody wants you to pray for them, pray for them. Put your hands on them and pray for them. Step out in faith and God is going to hear your prayer and answer those prayers. And that person is going to get healed. You have a special anointing that just came on to you today for that. So I just want you to know that.
Thank you, Lord. And so, Father, we just come before you right now and we give glory to your name, Jesus. We give glory to you, God, that everything that we're doing in here, Father, is to equip the saints for the work of ministry. You've called us into ministry full-time everywhere that we go, no matter what it is that we do. We are all called to extend the kingdom of God, to release love into the world, just with the one that you put in front of us. So, Father, today, God, I ask that you would highlight people to them on their path today, God, that they can't help when they go to the restaurant for lunch or when they're going home or where their highways and the byways, Father, that you will highlight them and that you will release supernatural faith and courage to step out just to love the person differently, just to speak a word of encouragement, Father, just to walk out that place of just even asking if they could pray for someone. Father, I ask that you release boldness in the room right now. We thank you, Father, that he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. We cannot keep you to ourselves. So we thank you, Jesus, and we bless you. And all God's people said, amen, amen.
Come on, give a shout of the praise of the Lord. Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.